So I'm here with Marcus Law on the opening game of non-league day. You've obviously come to take in the game before your match this evening. What are your thoughts ahead of the game, and what are your thoughts in particular about non-league day and the way it works for non-league clubs?
Well, it's a fantastic idea, and certainly given the chance of sort of your Premiership and Championship supporters to come out and support their local teams and just show what a good product there is out in non-league football. Certainly with the standard of coaching in the country and the various levels of players now sort of going down the levels and playing a lot more closer to home, non-league football is a very good standard, and it's days like today it gets to show the other football supporters out there what a good product it is.
Do you sort of wish that today's game was at the Lamb Ground, where you could attract more fans to yourself and have more income into your club?
Of course you do. You always want more supporters in your ground in any way, shape or form. And yeah, hopefully I can twist Alan's hand arm or speak to a few people and we can get it down at the Lamb one day. Certainly there's big clubs around the Midlands with Telford, Kidderminster, ourselves, Alfreton. So yeah, maybe that could be the idea for next year. Cause certainly London or Hertfordshire last year and now Cheshire. So yeah, good idea. I'll back you on that one.
So you've got to have a home fixture at some point on non-league day. What does the support that you get from your fans mean? And if you can attract people, and particularly little kids as well, maybe to sort of say, well, you know, you've got your Premiership, but you know, why don't you support Tamworth as an aside?
I think it's clear to see that the attendances are dropping throughout football. Certainly the higher tiers, and it's probably down due to cost and cost of living these days. And football clubs need to survive on the revenue that comes through. Not every non-league club or clubs have the sugar daddy, shall we say, that plough a load of money in. So bums on seats is very important. For us at Tamworth, we're a new sort of generation town, really. A lot of people moving from Birmingham into Tamworth, probably back 40, you know, probably your 40, 50-year-olds who are in Tamworth nowadays. So it's the children within Tamworth are going to be sort of the local Tamworth supporters, because we still have a strong contingent of Birmingham, Coventry and Aston Villa supporters within Tamworth. So hopefully by encouraging the young supporters down at the Lamb with a fantastic league that we play in, and I say again, a fantastic product, they'll support what is their local team but competing in a fantastic league and you know, only one level away from professional sort of league football.
You're very vocal on Twitter. I noticed that through following you myself. How important is Twitter in building the profile of, you know, yourself as a manager and of the club as well?
It is a handy tool. It can be abused. It can be misled, because there's nothing like talking to a person one-to-one and understanding what they mean by what they say. Throwing a few little texts, or shall we say tweets, that have to be abbreviated, and you can't put a tone to the tweet. So you've got to be very careful in that sense. But it's great. It's a great way of publicising. It's a great way of letting people know throughout the country what Tamworth's about. And I certainly, that's the real reason I use it as the manager of Tamworth. I engage our fellow players and other managers and other players with tweeting, but it's got to be policed. It's got to be sort of legislation's got to be brought in to stop the abuse levels that can be out there. But the fun side of it and the media side of it, it can be used in great good effect.
What about your game this afternoon? I guess you're looking for all 3 points, but how has your preparation been, given that all the kickoff times have been shifted?
Yeah, it's threw us out a bit. You know, we've been a 6:30 kickoff. Would have liked to have been on the Premier Sports TV with it being a late kickoff, but no, one day we'll get that. We've changed the dynamics leading up to the game. Hopefully that won't affect us too much. It's given me a chance on a Saturday to get in one of the oppositions that we're playing in the next couple of weeks, so it's been useful for me on that sense. But yeah, we know we're up for a fantastic game. Can't take anyone lightly in this league. Hyde are a fantastic team playing football, playing good football. We've got to be at the races today, and we've just got to back up the previous performances that we've played, and certainly a good result on Tuesday. We've got to show everyone we're not the Tamworth of old, where we'll probably throw it away. We've got to be at the races, go get the maximised points, or come away with some points that will sort of show people that we've come a long way, certainly from the Tamworth team of last year.
Well, very well. Speak to you later, and good luck. Enjoy the game, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Cheers.